Federal Labor's governing body is launching an extraordinary intervention into the Victorian branch, appointing administrators and suspending all state and federal pre-selections. The intervention follows claims that up to a quarter of Victoria's 16,000 ALP members have been affected by this industrial-scale branch stacking. Former Premier Steve Bracks and former Federal Deputy Labor Leader Jenny Macklin will be appointed as administrators and head a review of the branch and report back by November. Under the announcement, every membership will be audited to assess whether it is genuine, consenting and self-funded. The ABC's political reporter Richard Willingham joins me now. Richard, welcome.
Pleasure.
Tell me, what does this review encompass?
It's fairly wide-reaching. It's going to look at who is a real member and who's sort of part of any branch stacking operation. They've got to do an initial scoping review by the end of next month. This is by Steve Bracks and Jenny Macklin. And they're going to have to find out what's really going on in the party. They've got to deliver a final report by November. And it's basically looking at how the Victorian branch should be restructured and reconstituted. So it's about looking at membership being, I guess, genuine. They use the word genuine, consenting and self-funding, rather than people who are being signed up en masse and may not have any attachment to the Labor Party values.
So is this effectively the Victorian branch of the Labor Party being suspended?
It looks like that, doesn't it? It's a suspension of voting rights will be part of this. So pre-selections for state and federal seats ahead of the 2022 election will be done by a panel rather than local pre-selectors. There'll also be suspension of all the other sort of party voting that goes on for administrative positions. But yes, I think it's a suspension of what's the party running itself in Victoria. It's being handed over to two people, two stalwarts of the Labor Party, but it's no longer to be run by a head office, and it's no longer to be run, I guess, by factional bosses.
Look, it's a pretty significant intervention, and there are federal implications too, with the National Executive effectively to take over the Victorian Labor branch. Is this going to satisfy critics? Is it enough?
I think it's certainly a start. I've had a few people contact me already and say, you know what, this is actually a good thing for their party. They think that it might smash the sort of the business model of people who have been running these games for tens of years, you know, 10, 20 years, these sort of factional power brokers who've been building up support. I think it might actually inject some different people into the party, into, you know, more talent into state and federal seats if they can get the system right. But I think there's a sort of concession that something needs to change, something needs to give. You and I have probably both covered branch stacking stories a lot in our career. You've probably written them. I've certainly written them. And every time, sometimes there's a review, other times there's not. And even with the reviews, there's no substantive change to the way things are done. Maybe the members who were in question as part of any stack aren't allowed to join, but there's no sort of tackling the structural issue of why it keeps happening. And you've got this factional system, which is basically personality-based. There's not a huge amount of ideological difference. And it just have these different roaming factions carving up the state, you know, for their own good, I guess, and their own little parties within the party.
And former Premier Steve Bracks and former Federal Deputy Labor Leader Jenny Macklin will be appointed as the administrators. They're both from Victoria. Is there criticism about, you know, not getting externals in? Because clearly they know a lot of people in Victoria. They've had senior roles in Victoria.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point, because there's certainly some people who say, if you want to do this properly, unlike other reviews, you need someone from outside to actually look at this with fresh eyes rather than potentially any factionally coloured views. I mean, Steve Bracks from the right, Jenny Macklin's from the left, broadly speaking. They're both left the sort of party, you know, the parliamentary politics of it all. But they are both sort of very well-respected figures. You know, Steve Bracks was the second longest serving Premier, I think, Labor Premier in Victoria, you know, won the unwinnable election in 1990 against Jeff Kennett. He's certainly very much respected. And Jenny Macklin, of course, is such a well-respected federal MP and someone who sort of led such policy reform. So I think they've chosen well, but I think there could be some of that criticism of whether an outsider, maybe someone like a Jay Wetherill, would have been better.
And of course, this comes because, you know, three ministers of the Victorian Labor government have now been actually, well, one's been sacked, but the others are gone. What sort of state is the Andrews government in? Because this has kind of rocked them, hasn't it?
Oh, it smashed them. I've never seen anything like it. Three ministers in 25 hours. That's quite remarkable. They're trying to, I guess, put a positive spin on it, if you like, that by doing this sort of reform, the Premier is backing this proposal to clean up the party, that maybe there can be some substantive change. This is a Premier who has been riding high politically. He got a big tick of approval for his handling of the bushfires and for the way he's handled the pandemic. It was, of course, he and Gladys Berejiklian who got together to really push for the shutdowns at the start of the crisis. So it is going to take some paint off them. Losing three ministers is bad, and it gives the impression that that the government is only talking about itself and worrying about itself rather than the needs of, in this case, Victorian voters who are going through a pandemic and an economic downturn. So it provides plenty of ammunition for the opposition who have been searching for something to sort of campaign on. Perhaps this is it. How much do voters pay attention to internal machinations is the big question, I think, PK.
Yeah, that's right. And they've got 2 years to the next election, so there's time as well. Richard, thanks for coming on.
Pleasure.
And that's Richard Willingham. He's the ABC's Victorian political reporter. 0418 226 576 is the text line.